Then she's going to take that situation. She's going to say, what do I want to come out of this situation? What is this situation for? And have the clarification of the goal at the very beginning, because the goal is going to determine the outcome, and not to focus on what you don't want. Every time you hear that coming out your mouth, what I don't want, oh, that's my ego trying to create some situation for me. No, this is what I want. Then the ego says, well, you should be able to say, I want this much money, I want a house, I want a car, I want very specific things. And the core says, no. What you want is the experience of total and complete peace, total and complete safety, total and complete joy. You want the experience of complete freedom from fear and freedom from worry and total safety. That's what you want. You may think you want a house, but that's not really what you want. What you want is to be safe in your house. Because being in your house is not a guarantee of safety. So which is more important, your house or your experience of safety? Okay, so the court says, in that situation, what I should do is say, what do I want to come out of this? What is it for? I just want to make sure I can bring it back to that. So I'm going to give y'all a hint mostly. Anything you ask me, I'm going to end up repeating that. Okay.
Okay, now, So I heard you say
there you go.
That someone asked, how do I know if it's in my best interest? And I heard you say, because you will feel peace. You'll be at peace, correct?
Mm-hmm, a peace that passes all understanding.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but I have also heard you say that we give ourselves a lot of suffering and then beat ourselves up about it because we've done that. And so one perspective about that is to tell yourself that all that suffering was in my best interest. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Everything is for my own best interest, but I don't perceive my own best interest, so I don't know it.
So you can't judge
whatever's happening. See, it, when you try to figure it out, it will drive you bananas.
And I'm so bananas. Because
I know. See, I just said it. See, proof. Now.
I'm in a real bad cycle of doing it right.
You know what's happened?
What?
What's happened is you are afraid to be happy.
Why do I stop being afraid to be happy?
The way you stop being afraid to be happy is to stop looking for the contradictions in what you hear and to focus in on what you're hearing that you can apply right now.
Mm-hmm. What do you want?
What do you want?
I want to be happy.
Focus on that. Mm-hmm. And say, in this situation that I'm in right now, mm-hmm. I truly want to experience, but not that phony happiness based on your script mm-hmm. acting going the way you think it needs to go today, so you happy because everybody kind of acting like the way you want it to. That's not real happy. That's the phony happiness. Now, we're not talking about the phony happiness.
Right.
The happiness is based on some fantasy that I have happening just the way I want it to happen, even if nobody around me wants to cooperate. Yeah, I'm talking about the way, I'm not talking about the way we do it. We're talking about the real deal. And then you realize you don't know how to do it. You don't know how to apply the truth. So be with that, because all of your conflict is coming from you trying to figure out how you can still do it on your own. And you're on a level of consciousness now that you can't do it by yourself anymore. And if you keep trying to, you're just going to get more frustrated because you won't be able to do this alone. You're going to have to admit you don't know.
Ooh.
And that you're helpless long enough to let the part of you that's strong come through and help you, because for once, you let go of control long enough for something to help you. Mm. So the fact that you're being met with something that you can't figure out is the best thing that ever happened to you, because mm-hmm. everything that's ever screwed you up has been the stuff you figured out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
I'm talking about me. One thing he's going to
So realize that now you've set a positive goal. Now you said, I really want to be happy. Now, since you said you really want to be happy, what you got to do in every separate situation that comes up in your life is remember that you want to be peaceful in that situation too.
No exception rule.
There is no situation in my life that I don't want to experience complete peace in, and I don't know how to apply the truth yet in every situation that I'm in. Without adding that part, you'll make yourself feel guilty and inadequate about not being able to do what you're being asked to do, and there's nothing more depressing in the world than to be given a curriculum that you can't learn. That's why people get depressed. They feel like everything that they're dealing with is beyond their ability to cope. Yeah. So it sounds like sometimes the course is giving me loving everybody unconditionally, letting everybody be. I'm doing good if I can make it to the cleaners. It's talking about love everybody. You said, so I go into overwhelm. And he says that's the way it is on purpose. You know why? Because when you realize that you are faced with a situation or learning that you cannot do alone, then you are no longer alone. You can't, the invisible truth, the invisible love, the invisible forces, the invisible helpers, the other side of this, that we all know there's another side to this, even though we're trying to pretend that we don't, because some of our fantasies are so important to us, we blotted the truth out completely. I understand that. But all of us know deep down in our hearts that this is not where we came from. All of us know that. All of us know that. Deep down inside, you are not supposed to be in a place where you feel any kind of danger. That could not possibly be a natural environment for a child of God. It could not possibly be the natural environment for a loving creator to put his creations in. The very nature of the fear that we are surrounded by should be enough to let us know how preposterous it is for us to believe this could possibly be what God created for us.
Yes, girl.
You know. You know, it's like wherever a person is going through the most pain and they're the most miserable, their life is so miserable that they know it could not have come from God. That relationship is so miserable, you know it didn't come from God.
But where did it come from?
It came from you.
Did you give them your phone number?
If I'm not mistaken, did you sign that application for employment? Didn't you take that charge card out? And your creditors, oh God, bless creditors.
Oh, love creditors. They're the one group of people in my life that I can really depend on.
They always let me know that I'm not alone. They never let me.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They make me feel important. They would call several times a day.
Every day. They never forget you. And you ought to love your creditors. Yeah. You know why? Because they gave you that credit because they had faith in your future earning potential.
They would not have extended that credit card to you if they didn't have faith that you paid it. So your creditors should be blessed.
Because the more you don't like them, the more of them you see. This stuff is the truth, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the truth in a book in front of us, totally and completely naked. It's naked truth. It's naked truth.
They sell a lot of books. Put that on the cover.
That's right. In the big picture of the course book with no clothes on.
So you're getting a right real pretty version of the course?
Doing what?
Right real pretty version of the course?
What I love about the course is that all I have to do is do what it says. Here's the difference. Here's what makes it hard and here's what makes it easy. Here's what makes it hard and here's what makes it easy.